When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego in here at 9. Before that, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas continue, and Curtis will re-gift whatever he could find around here to you at 8:45. So be listening then, and I will tell you when to call. This is, before we get to They Said It, this is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Wiggy, I agree with you on that halo rule.
Uh-huh.
Because a couple years ago, there was a college quarterback. He acted like he was going to slide. The defense let up, and he ran for a touchdown. They put an end to that right away. You cannot do that.
I remember that.
So the same thing.
The quarterback from Pitt.
It'd be the same exact thing.
That's right.
Yeah, the one with the – well, who'd they draft, that quarterback from Pitt? What the hell is his name?
Pickens.
Yeah, yeah.
Pickens, I think it was.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett.
Yep. That was him.
Yep. And like I said, if quarterbacks know that, they will stop doing that last second crap. Because if Trevor Lawrence dove head first at trying to get the extra yards and the same thing happened, nobody would have said anything.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you're going to play the Brady audio.
Are we, Sean? Is the Brady audio and They Said It? Or
it sure is. I have it.
Okay. Okay. All
because right. It's interesting what he says.
Well, let's get right to They Said It then.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, what do you want to start with?
Well, since we're talking about it, Greg, why don't we start with the Tom Brady audio? He was on Colin Cowherd yesterday talking about the Trevor Lawrence hit from Azeez Al-Shaair. Here is what Tom Brady said about the hit.
Defensive players have to be aggressive. That's their nature. I was trying to be aggressive on offense. We tried to block aggressively. And at the same time, the defense tries to tackle aggressively. So there's an aspect to me that I think the quarterbacks and certainly the quarterbacks need to take better care of themselves. I see Josh Allen running a lot. I see Lamar Jackson running a lot. And it's a great skill set to have. And at the same time, when you run, you put yourself in a lot of danger. And when you do that, I don't think the onus of protecting an offensive quarterback who's running should be on a defensive player. I don't think that's really fair to the defense. You know, there's quarterbacks that I see running and tiptoe on the sideline, and they're not even out of bounds, and they get hit as they're starting to step out of bounds, and there's a penalty flag thrown. So it's gone to a point where there's really, and everyone would label a certain player as a dirty player. You know, I don't like that one bit. Maybe they fine or penalize a quarterback for sliding late. You know, and say, look, if we don't want these hits to take place, we've got to penalize the offense and the defense.
Great point, Brady.
Okay.
And I'm an offensive guy. But I know it has to be extremely difficult to be able to, on the last second, go in full speed, not hit a guy who slides last minute. That's why I think...
I don't feel like Trevor Lawrence slid last minute, though. It was clear that he was sliding.
No, if you really go back and watch it...
I have.
Multiple times.
No, it's still a point of... Like, it's not like last minute, but it's... And I still believe the hit was a dirty hit, but
he's launching himself at the quarterback anyway.
But if he slides three steps before that... the defender never gets to
him. But you can't say, well, the game goes so fast, so the defender, and then at the same time say, well, Trevor Lawrence probably should have slid 3 seconds before. Like, if the game's going too fast, don't put the blame on Trevor Lawrence.
No, I always put the blame on the quarterback, because the quarterback...
He was in his slide, Wiggy. He was in his slide for a... You know, a reasonable amount of time. The hit could have been avoided. Yes, Shime, what?
So, because I pulled it up, and I'm watching it in slow-mo from the sideline angle, and so, like, he starts to turtle up like he's going to slide, then he tries to take two more steps and then slide.
If you're watching it, I need it. Where's Mitch?
Mitch, I just like the tweet that has the slow-mo version, like the kind of sideline close-up angle that you can see.
Mitch is doing an extraordinary job with the Twitch broadcast of the show, the man in black, as I call him.
So it looks like Lawrence tries to take a couple extra steps before he really initiates the slide.
Right. And what I would say, and I agree mostly, you know, shockingly with Tom and Wiggy, but I do believe it is a league where in a certain area, the pocket, you are protected entirely. Players can't land on you. Players can't hit your head. Players can't, the Brady rule, dive at your leg. So when you're outside of the pocket, like the hit that Hunter Henry took on Sunday, right, where he got the helmet-to-helmet by the goal line, like that wasn't even called. If that's a quarterback, that could have been an ejection.
Like, he could have slid just after the 50. Instead, he tries to get to the 45.
And Shahir could have dove over him.
Which one's easier to do?
The diving over.
Oh, my God.
So, Wiggy,
So you're telling me the quarterback who is running, and you're telling me it would have been easier for Trevor Lawrence to slide right at the 50? Versus Al Shahir?
And then you think he has the forehead for the forearm to the head at the end of it.
No, like, I get that.
He literally angles his body directly at his head with his forearm.
But give yourself up earlier.
Oh my God! I just,
Courtney, we all acknowledge that it's a dirty hit, but at the same time, Trevor Lawrence could have done more to prevent it, and Al Shahir could have, because like if Al Shahir pulls up and tries to jump around him, and Trevor Lawrence decides to take a couple extra steps, it's like, well, then what do we do? Like that's the issue here. Okay. Is it's like you're trying to keep somebody safe while also telling them, like, hey, stop taking extra steps.
And also, can I add, as long as we're talking about Tom Brady, one Instagram post with an Augustana song in it, and I'm labeled as emo.
Oh, he's every day.
And he's he's emo posting because Giselle is, showing with baby and
kissing.
And nobody calls him emo.
I was too focused on the abs, if I'm being honest, when scrolling. But then once I noticed the Morgan Wallen song, that song is.
Do you know that song?
Yeah. Morgan Wallen wrote it about when the album came up. Everybody was talking. It's called Hope That's True, and everybody was talking about it when he released that song because it was about his influencer ex, and he talks about everything he hates about his ex.
Yes.
And then says, like, you know,
complete emo post.
But he has a right
from the
emo.
Goat.
He
has a right.
Because she did him dirty. You know, she jumped with the side dude. Now she's pregnant, and poor Brady is, you know, stuck there and having to pay money. You know, I feel bad.
But,
for the kid.
I mean, the best part about it is in the. I'm gonna misquote it, but he's going through, like, you know, I hate your Benz, I hate this, I hope you find somebody who has more money and what you want. But then it says, like, but when you said that I'll never find anybody like you, I hope that's true.
Man,
ooh,
this is dirty.
This is Alex from Shrewsbury. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Gerg, could Puppygate could have been avoided?
If my thankless children had locked the puppy gate down, but in the door jam, then I would not have suffered a near fatal broken ankle and broken femur injury.
Could you reenact the noise you made?
I mean, that's probably why I will not finish at the time I want to on Saturday for the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Bone spurs.
Because of the ankle injury.
Did you have to redo the floor?
No. I got no support, though. Like, I fell over that thing. My leg broke immediately.
Ooh.
Oh,
basically,
thing.
Puppy gate. I'm on the phone. I step over. You know the little kid gate
thing?
Yeah.
Step over it. Put my one foot down. The other leg is coming over, and the gate
catches your foot,
collapses.
Oh,
like, so then my right foot twists and turns in ways that one is not supposed to.
Right.
I'm in immediate pain. I fall to the floor. I call. Brees had basketball practice or something. I call Jen. They answer. I'm like, I'm like, help me. I've fallen. I can't get up. I can't. And
sure, it was less calm than that.
And they laugh. And Brees goes, but everybody's twisted their ankle. I do it all the time playing sport.
I've fallen. It's like, I can't get up.
The pain of it is the most, like, the most incredible pain you've ever experienced in your life.
I have never seen anything. And mind you, at this at that time of life, I was bombed, meandering the halls of 20 Guest Street. And at 6:02, I hear this door stairs, and it's Greg with one leg and another like an air cast, demanding people bring him things.
The crutches, I couldn't drive.
You had an Escalade, right?
But I couldn't drive.
No, I know. I remember you showing up with a driver and an Escalade.
Yeah, I had to get somebody to drive me in every day from Stowe to work. Jesus. What a nightmare!
What a life.
You can't take a shower. You can't
get in that thing up.
It's 4:30 in the morning. You got to get in the bath by yourself. Everybody else is asleep. Nobody cared.
That poor tub.
Nobody cared. I was going to work to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody gave an F.
It's your job.
It's a damn shame.
Life and limb. Yeah. Risking it every day.
We're happy you're okay.
Do you talk to the vets at 110 Grill every year about your wounds?
Yes, I do. All right, is there anything else? Oh, we got to get to the Juan Soto news.
Yeah, here was John Heyman with his update on the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Okay, yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, all five teams have a shot. That's all I can say. I mean, certainly the Yankees, the Mets, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Dodgers all involved as we go here. I think I would say that we're perhaps only a week away from something coming to fruition. I think they've gone through two rounds of bidding. I think they're up to the next round. And, you know, maybe we'll start to see some teams eliminated. I don't know if that's going to become public or not. But basically, I would give any of these five teams a shot. Certainly any of them. Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Dodgers.
Mm. Final bids. The final bids are coming in.
Right.
You said during your lead that you think it's between the Sox and the Mets.
Yeah, I think so.
Mets. Didn't the Mets say they'd go $50 million over whatever the best offer was?
Yeah, that's the report out there. The owner, what's his name, Steve Cohen, said that he'd be willing to do that.
So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, I guess it will come down to not just the money in the case. If the Red Sox have a chance, it's going to be about, does, you know, how much does he care about David Ortiz and that connection?
See, I think that's all. I think at this point, that's what it's coming down to. The money is probably going to be the same pretty much for everybody, right? The ones that are still interested. I don't think the Dodgers can. And I say this, but for some reason they're able to pull a rabbit out the hat. But I don't think they have the $600 million to give Juan Soto. Then when you start to look at Toronto, they might have the money to give him. And I'm not sure if the Yankees have the money or are willing to give him the $600 million. So now it's going to come down to Juan Soto deciding, okay, the money's similar between the Mets, Red Sox, and let's say the Toronto Blue Jays. What is going to be the reason why I want to play for this organization? I think that's the years are going to add up. So it's not going to be the years. It's just going to be what is going to. Does he feel like the Mets have a better chance to win?
He's going to have an out anyway in any of these deals, right? That's what they're. That's what the insiders are suggesting.
Probably. And if you're a team, maybe you'd want that. You know, maybe he's struggling. So I think they'll all be on the same.
It would be a player option, not a team
option. Not their option.
But no, I mean, I guess a team would look at it and go, if he wants.
Well, he's going to opt out when he's playing well.
And then try to go get some more money?
Yes.
It's what who is it? Garrett Cole just did that with the Yankees. But for all of you, two questions. One, if money was even and you didn't have to worry about it, where would you rather live, New York or Boston?
Boston.
Same.
Boston.
Yeah.
Wiggs?
You're from Brooklyn.
I like the nightlife in New York, so.
Okay.
I mean, personally, I would say New York because I like the nightlife.
He might, that may be what he chooses.
And the second one is, if they come up second, according to reports, what is the reaction locally?
I think they've stuck their neck out on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. I think a lot of people will
if
be.
If you can't land him, like, you're in it to win it, you're in till the end, and you're a part of the final bid process, you got to get him. I don't care if it costs you the extra $50 million. Like, you have it. Spend it.
Because kings of interest are luring you back in, Greg.
But they have stuck their neck out more so than any time recently at all.
Right.
Has it been the media that just desperately wants
it? Kennedy told you that they are going to get 95 wins. Like, he came out and said that. And so you do that by spending money and by getting players like Juan Soto.
Unless they believe they can do it without doing that. And that's the thing. It's the king of interest, Greg. Just expect to be disappointed and you'll never actually be disappointed.
See, and that's why I think they have to do it. Because then the question isn't going to be, you know, people aren't going to feel like, oh, they were. And people are going to say, oh, that was all smoke and mirrors. They were never really in. No. Those rumors that are out there that said the Red Sox offered this, that was false. Don't believe that. So I think they are in a choice where they have to do it.
Okay. Well, that is they said it. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up next, we'll get to Courtney in the news and some awful news this morning. For those of you that are swingers, we will get to that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.